Well, that's RN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Investigators have plenty to work with as they piece together the background of the suspect in Saturday's shooting outside a Washington Hotel ballroom where the White House Correspondents' Dinner was going on. President Trump in attendance.
Authorities uncovered what had been described as numerous anti-Trump social media posts linked to the suspect, Cole Thomas Allen, a 31-year-old tutor and amateur video game developer from California. The suspect was taken into custody at the dinner on Saturday night. Allen legally owned a semi-automatic pistol and a shotgun. He is believed to have travelled by train from California to Chicago and then on to Washington, where he checked himself in as a guest at the hotel where the gala dinner was held.
Correspondent Luke Garrett says Allen is due for his first court appearance later today. The only Republican senator standing in the way of the president's pick to lead the Fed says he's now ready to vote yes.
Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina had effectively blocked confirmation of Kevin Warsh, President Donald Trump's pick as the new chairman of the Federal Reserve. Tillis tells NBC's Meet the Press now that the U.S. Attorney General for the District of Columbia has dropped the investigation into current Fed Chair Jerome Powell and the Fed's multi-billion dollar building renovations, he'll no longer stall Warsh's nomination in the GOP-controlled Senate Banking Committee.
I am prepared to move on with the confirmation of Mr. Warsh. I think he's going to be a great Fed chair.
Tillis says he felt like there were prosecutors in D.C. who thought the investigation would force Powell to leave before his term ends May 15th, and that any building cost overruns President Donald Trump had criticized have not risen to a criminal prosecution. Donna Warder, Washington.
Watching Wall Street this morning ahead of the opening bell, the Dow futures are down 67 points. NASDAQ futures are off 33. This is SRN News. Family Research Council seeks restitution.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has long branded the ministry as a hate group because it opposes gay marriage and the LGBT agenda in general. In 2012, a man entered the FRC building in Washington, D.C. and opened fire, wounding one person. Ministry leader Tony Perkins says the SPLC's hate group designation, quote, doesn't just damage reputations, it has put lives at risk. He says the SPLC should pay the FRC restitution. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's churches are grappling with the decline of marriage and family. For centuries, marriage and child rearing have been among the main ways adults are integrated into congregational life. Couples who share the same faith tend to be more observant, and they often raise children within that tradition. But today, 42% of adults are not married or living with a partner. That's the highest percentage in U.S. history. This is SRN News. The NBA has doled out almost $100,000 in fines to two All-Stars after an altercation in a playoff game.
Denver's Nikola Jokic has been fined $50,000 and Minnesota's Julius Randle $35,000 for their roles in an altercation during Game 4 of their playoff series, the NBA announced Sunday. Both players will be eligible to play in Game 5 on Monday in Denver. The incident was sparked when Minnesota's Jaden McDaniels took an uncontested layup with 2.1 seconds left, leading by 14. Jokic confronted McDaniels, and Randle escalated the situation by shoving Bruce Brown of the Nuggets. Both received technical fouls and were ejected. Minnesota leads the series 3-1. I'm Geffen Coolball.
The latest U.S. military strike on a boat accused of ferrying drugs in the eastern Pacific Ocean has left three people dead, according to U.S. Southern Command. More details, srnnews.com.